From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Some teenagers in Immokalee want to end the cycle of poverty in their town with salsa. Nearly half the people in the farm worker community are poor, so a group of high school kids are capitalizing on the area's agricultural background with Taste of Immokalee, a salsa and hot sauce company that donates its profits to local people in need. Last year, the students sold about $20,000 worth of produce, and they're already close to doubling that this year. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports.
This is the salsa right here.
The salsa, this is the chipotle barbecue sauce, and the
sriracha
hot sauce.
I got chest all three.
Denachi Blanc and two other students are trying to make a sale. They're at Wynn's Market in Naples on a Saturday morning, each wearing red t-shirts with the words Taste of Immokalee written in white. Blanc tells their company story to passing customers.
Group of us, 16 Immokalee High School students, we created this business just to give back to the community.
Blanc helped create the business about 2 years ago when he was in high school. Now, he's just completed his freshman year at Florida State University on the pre-med track. Blanc is a paid intern for the company this summer, focusing on inventory. And he's successfully pitching the product to customer John Flaherty, who grabs a salsa jar.
Very cool. Good luck with it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Are they going to be selling it here?
They're actually on aisle 3 in a barrel.
Taste of Immokalee products are on the shelves of multiple stores in Collier County, including nearly 20 public supermarkets. Their products range from tomato and jalapeno salsa to chipotle barbecue sauce. This began with a local mentoring organization that got funding for a youth entrepreneurship program. It then reached out to Immokalee High School students.
We started it in a little room and we just started brainstorming and we were presenting and pitching our ideas.
Regine Francois is another student founder. She's now studying business management at Columbia University in New York. She says when they were told the product should give back to their community, they immediately thought about their farm worker parents.
The first thing we thought about was our parents and the backbreaking labor that they do in those fields. So for us, the tomatoes were definitely an integral part of our culture and our community.
The students used homegrown produce to test multiple recipes. But the salsas and sauces are not made with local goods right now because the nearest packaging company is in Sarasota. The goal is to one day afford to bring a co-packer to Immokalee, and that could help boost the local economy. Francois says she and some of her other classmates received college scholarships from Taste of Immokalee proceeds. She says she's excited for the new students who join every year.
I really hope that they see this company as an inspiration, that they're going to be able to do great things too.
I think the youth can be a game changer because you're the future of Immokalee.
Marie Capita is executive director of the company. She's a mentor for the high schoolers and sometimes meets with them to talk shop on weekends.
You are creating a movement to change your community. It's not my company, it's all of our company. Taste of Immokalee. Ultimately, it belongs to Immokalee. Any questions?
Capita used to run the Business Development Center for Collier County. The local mentoring organization hired her to run Taste of Immokalee. Capita says this company is important because growing up in Immokalee,
a lot of the kids who come out of this environment, they're not used to having something of their own that they can be proud of. They're always looking on the outside, seeing other people, other communities. For example, they'll look at something that students in Naples do and say, oh my God, I wish I could do that.
She says the ultimate goal is to give students real life experience and leadership skills for their future jobs, no matter what those turn out to be.
I want to own a business one day, a bakery.
I'd like to be a dentist and own my own practice.
When I'm older, I actually want to be a marine biologist.
Jay Chavez, Kayla Boney, and Myra Jaimes are all newcomers at Taste of Immokalee. Myra Jaimes says she's definitely going to leave Immokalee someday, but she says she will come back.
Help out, probably leave again, discover new things, come back, tell the community, go back, you know, just that learning experience. It just, as you get older, you learn more and more things. You just never stop learning.
For now, the students are working on new recipes that they're not willing to disclose yet. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.